ball in Montreal.
In Montreal,
where we'll make all those wonderful dreams come true. Your heart will fall for Montreal.
For Montreal,
where we'll share.
Oui, c'est elle que j'aime le mieux. And there we have Pierre Lebon et les Separatists. And this is the first edition of the Montreal Sound Arc. I am Louis Restelli. I will be your host for at least some time at this time slot. Very, very honored to temporarily replace Laurie Edmonds and the amazing ACK that you normally hear. Let me explain a little bit about the Montreal Sound Arc. This is a show brought to you by Archive Montreal, a local nonprofit organization that for some 15 years has been both promoting and preserving all sorts of Montreal cultural artifacts, recordings, and things. So what we're going to do with this show is make use of the vast collection of stuff that has been amassed over the years. We will be playing Montreal-related music. We will be mixing it in with all sorts of stuff that we also have in our various archives, such as show reviews, old zines, old Montreal music magazines, weeklies. There will be an accompanying blog. In fact, there already is an accompanying blog. You can find out more at cqt.ca and at archivemontreal.org. For this first inaugural show, aside from ironing out the technical difficulties, I got to thank Mark Montaches for that. The goal is to just gradually take us towards, basically through a few decades of Montreal music, a little bit gradually ending in, well, not that long ago, but starting way back long ago. Our first track there was Les Jaguars with Mère Morte from the days when Twang was king. And from the self-titled LP. Incidentally, the main guitarist is still out and about and plays occasionally in a band with his children, doing that 60s twangy thing. We then kicked off in style with Pierre Lalonde, 45, claiming that we'll have a ball in Montreal, won't we all? And after that, we have Marcel Martel, a noted country or West Country and Western singer who's probably better known today amongst record collectors and those who know their music for his fairly rare rock and roll tunes, for which we heard Mon Amour du Rock and Roll, followed by Les Hookpick, a song called Rat Race from Rabotage avec les Hookpick. Again, we're talking about that early 60s, before the yay, before the psych rock, when chances are hip, cool, somewhat weird, screw our parents, let's listen to that great, crazy rock and roll of today was all about that kind of band. Lots of twangy guitar, lots of instrumental stuff. And of course, ending there with Pierre Lebon et les Separatists doing their own little twist on the twist that was Quebec Twist. And in that vein, as we gradually move ahead through the ages, I've got another piece from the early 60s, a real fun little record by a trio of young Lachine Montrealers, all in their early teens, the Orsini Brothers, otherwise known as the Melody Makers. This is their Bedrock Boogie.
that sometimes I feel a little mad. Don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. That's what the high. And sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get more my share. But that's one thing I never mean to do. Some little simple thing that I've done. But I'm just the soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. But I'm just the soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Des week-ends tous les deux, tu souhaitais qu'ils ne finissent pas. Allons mon amour, si ton cœur le veut, il faut faire un vœu. Je t'aime quand même. Je me demande si déjà tu choisis de vivre sans moi. Je t'aime quand même. Crois-tu que c'est mieux de sécher tes yeux que de vivre à deux? Rappelle-toi des week-ends tous les deux, même si tu dis à tous les amis, je ne t'aime pas, c'est plus fort que toi, personne ne te croit. C'est mieux de sécher tes yeux que de vivre à deux.
lorsque loin de moi,
t'es enfui,
je sais que tout est fini. Mais toujours fais-moi, tu reviens, combler ma vie.
À chaque instant, ne t'en va pas, je t'en supplie. Ne t'en va pas, je te verrai, on s'aimera. Je suis fou,
fou de toi,
je l'avoue.
Reste
auprès de moi
et on s'aimera.
Toi et moi
et on s'aimera.
Toi et moi,
oui on s'aimera.
Toi et moi,
oui on s'aimera.
Toi et moi.
All right, back at you with continuing our travels through the 60s. We just did a little stretch there on Montreal Sound Arc on CKUT 90.3. That was Les Napoléons from the album Les Napoléons à Go-Go. And do we hear Yay Yay coming? Yes, we do. By that time, the Beatles had come out, and much like many other places in the world, Montreal's bands and guitar strummers, musicians all started to jump on the bandwagon to create what's basically known internationally amongst 60s collectors as a really collectible, unique, and excellent sound, the Yay Yay sound. And that was Fou de Toi, first song on their self-titled, well, not self-titled, Napoléon à Go-Go. Before that, band, very obscure band called Les Vicomtes, Je t'aime quand même, from an album called Donnez-moi la chance, which is a really fun little compilation of mid-60s total unknowns who I guess were asking the audience to give them a chance, buy the record, discover some new talent. And that's exactly the type of record that we love having in the archive at Archive Montreal, and of which is the record collection that you will be hearing on this show. We started the set with, actually we started with Donald Seward from, formerly from César et les Romains, from the album Donald Seward Allog, his take on Watermelon Man, after which we actually heard Ginette Renault, yes, many years before she started singing at biker weddings, on her self-titled English debut, her take on Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. Once again, I'd like to mention that this is the Montreal Sound Arc on CKUT 90.3. It is 336, inaugural edition of a show that will, over the next few months, bring you all sorts of goodies from the Montreal scene, mostly from the Montreal underground. We've got zines, we've got interviews, we've got all sorts of stuff lined up for you. But as I mentioned, we're going to start with this journey through the decades, edging ever closer to the later 60s. The Yay Yay gradually became what we now like to call 60s punk or garage, and one of the foremost examples of this from Montreal was Les Misérables, and here they are with Misérablement Vôtre.
Il nous faut commencer. baby. Now that it's night time, can't you just feel it? Burning like fire. Come here and face it. Just a little thing, girl, called desire. You're such a sweet child.
You're such a sweet child.
Don't try to fight it.
Don't try to fight it.
Let's just ignite it. Watch it grow higher.
Kiss me. Kiss me.
I ain't gonna bite you.
Ain't gonna bite you.
It's just a little thing, girl, called desire. Just feel it burning like fire. Together, come into me. Come into me. Come into me. Take what's
us together. Come into me. Come into me.
Mesure exprès pour moi avec des brillants sur le côté. Hey, hey, hey. Il se promène sa rue là-bas avec la tête comme un dessous de bras. Ah, 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 ah. Regarde, je suis capable d'aller à toilette, moi aussi. Regarde comme ma barbe va bien avec mes lunettes. Je connais du monde, très fort plus que toi. Ils peuvent bien te passer sur le corps si je me lève pas du bon bord.
Plume la traverse, the noted singer from Montreal. The Conjugaison from La Sainte Trinité. Before that was a Anglo band from the late 60s called Life. Imagine trying to find more info about this band through Google, where the only thing you have to go by is the name Life and the self-titled album called Life. Well, you can imagine there's a lot of search results that have nothing to do with the band. However, they are one of those bands where we do know how to get a hold of one of the old members, and that may well end up coming in future editions of Montreal Sound Arc and CKUT to talk a little bit about that rather good and very obscure Montreal album. The song we heard from that was Desire, Come Into Me. And before that, Les Lutins, total superstars of the yé-yé and garage rock scene from their album En Orbite, La Junglomanie. And we started the set with Les Misérables, Misérablement Vôtre from their self-titled. Again, this is Montreal Sound Arc. I am Louis Restelli, and I am playing all sorts of music from the collections of Archive Montreal to start out this new show. I do encourage you all to go to CKUT.ca, check out the blog section, or archivemontreal.org. We've got, just to start this series, got some graphics and later on some more information about what was played in the era, etc. In the meantime, I'd like to close out the hour and the 60s with a couple more tracks before we move into the 70s and beyond in hour two of rather obscure or otherwise just plain interesting and fun Montreal music from the old days. Coming up next, they're really quixotic odd band called La Bande à Benny. Appears to have taken some sort of drug and put out a single somewhat odd bubblegummy album in the very early 70s. This is their self-titled track on CKUT 90.3.
Yeah. Go away! Jason! Go away!
Mugera! 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 Mugera!
Hey!
Mugera!
Hey!
Mugera!
Go away!
Mugera!
Go away!
C'est le chaos total. C'est l'infonie. Very, very crazy and noted day, Montreal. Band from the late 60s, active into the early 70s. The self-titled debut, l'infonie, with the song Viens danser le hockey là. And we're edging into the 70s here on Montreal Sound Arc. It's 4:05, starting out the second hour of the inaugural edition of this show. The show will be based on a collection of both records, connections, people, interviews, recordings, zines, newspapers, all sorts of old shit from the scene from which we will cobble together a autumn full of shows featuring basically digging into the past a little here in Montreal music. Before Les Fournies, we had heard just before the break Réel Psychédélique, which is both the band name and the album title. Basically, two albums with that title were cut in the late 60s. They were essentially just psyched out jam sessions that were recorded, thrown on vinyl, disappeared very quickly, and are now very, very hard to find. The song we heard was La Ballade des Bibites à Feu. One of the uncredited people on that recording is a young Michel Pagliaro, and I heard tell from a local record store that he'd been going around the shops looking for a copy of the Réel Psychédélique albums. Unfortunately, he can't have ours, but who knows, maybe some future date we can ask him about that on the show. We started the set before the break, before the end of the first hour with La Bande à Benny, with their self-titled song off their self-titled album, another obscurity that I have no idea what is all about. Well, as we edge into the 70s, basically what we've been doing is starting with the late 50s, went through the 60s. A little very quick overview, just in case you weren't familiar with the sheer depth and breadth of interesting old music that Montreal has produced over the decades. We are going to end up much more with much more recent selections, but as we get started out in the 70s, as everyone or most people know, Quebec always had a very particular taste in music. A lot of prog by the 70s, a lot of psychedelic type stuff. At the same time, it was very much the beginning of the scene. At Archive Montreal, we have a whole lot of stuff starting with the late 60s, because before the late 60s, we can't talk that much about like independent 45s, zines as we know them today. They all seem to have come out and exploded around the late 60s, and by the early 70s, there was what we could call a music scene, meaning there was some weirder music being played on university college radio than had been played in the past. There were magazines and zines such as Logos on the English side and Mamies on the French side, basically zines, because unlike a regular magazine, they tended to be written by volunteers, by music lovers, by scenesters, and tended to include a mix of radical politics, record reviews, comics, weird art, activism, all that kind of thing. Basically, we start to see that type of publication in the late 60s, alongside underground comics, alongside underground music, alongside weird experimental type things. So basically, Archive Montreal is an organization that focuses on that level of the past in Montreal. And not just the past. Just a little word about Archive Montreal. It's a nonprofit organization that both preserves and promotes, and you'll probably know us best from our promotion projects, the Distrobito vending machines, the huge Exposine zine fair, and other types of things. We, since 1998, have been archiving systematically all sorts of music and zines and artworks from those projects. And in the meantime, we've been digging the past to try to amass an interesting collection of that milieu from before. And by the early 70s, things definitely took a turn for the harder rock. And there is lots of very, very good and timely sounding obscure early 70s heavy, heavy rock out of Montreal and Quebec. One of which is Offenbach, which I'm not the hugest fan of their later work, but here we go, Kwa Kwa from their first album.
Ah, vous saviez qu'il existait un compositeur qui s'appelait Offenbach, quand même.
Oui. Oui. Oui.
Alors je pensais qu'il y avait peut-être
un
lien, non, aucun.
C'était Offenbach au Québec aussi.
Bon, alors il faudrait quand même que vous vous présentiez. Willy.
Ben oui, moi c'est moi Willy, je joue de la base. Mm-hmm. Puis,
j'aime bien les femmes.
Quoi, quoi, chante ou danse pour la boue. En pays, en bas, je vais tout ce qu'on voudra. En main.
Paris à La Rochelle.
Down there. Good day, this is Fred Frith. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. Have a nice time. Bonjour, c'est Fred Frith à l'appareil, c'est CKUT 90.3 FM et bonne journée.
Electric Vomit, 1979. the song No End, and that is a re-release. Well, I'm not sure that it ever actually came out in 79 on record, but a few years ago, Garbage Bag Records did put out a vinyl version. Before that, we had Concept, also a 45, a song called Eliminate the Bill. Rather badly written English lyrics. The flip side has the same song in French. And from what we can gather, the bill they want to eliminate, I'm not too sure what it's about, but the lyrics include things like abolish limitation and separation, no language distortion and canalization, turning into love sharer, and basically it sounds like they're making a plea for some sort of harmony, English and French. And of course, if you caught the lyrics there, I believe Rick Trembles was singing with Electric Vomit, saying there it will never end, the whole French-English thing. But both songs actually make a point of being somewhat bilingual or mentioning bilingualness, and I think that that's a sign that at least by the mid and late 70s, from what I can tell, the scene, the music scene, especially weird music, there wasn't much luxury in being able to separate the scenes. Everybody was in it together. They were all either long-haired hippies in the early 70s or crazy-looking punk rockers late 70s and 80s. And not a whole lot of reason to split the scene apart. I would say that things went reasonably well as we've been surveying the Montreal music scene since the 60s here on Montreal Sound Arc. Should mention that before Concept, we heard a song by the band called Sex with the self-titled album Sex. Another one that's not that easy to Google and find info about. I was mentioning the band Life earlier. The song we heard by Sex was Scratch My Back and started the set with Offenbach, the song Quack Quack. Well, now we are in the late 70s, and I think I was being a little ambitious in hoping to do a four-decade survey of weird or underground Montreal music in just 2 hours. However, there is a half hour left, and there is only Montreal music to be played on this Montreal Sound Arc on CQT 90.3. It is 4:28. And coming up next, another odd obscurity, and this is probably early 80s, although there's no date. Somebody called Ralph Machatz off of 45, the song Irradié.
Dans les mains, irradiez, je vous vois tous irradier. La pourriture qui meurt, morceau par morceau, la chair qui tombe. Irradier. Je vous vois tous irradier. Irradier. Je vous vois tous irradier. Irradier. La matière et les idées. 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 Irradier.
Dun, dun, dun.
mother, dancing, mother, dancing, mother, dancing, mother, dancing,
dancing,
moderne,
dancing,
moderne.
Disappointed a few people. The mid-80s sort of goth band from Montreal with the title track from their 45 from 1984, Fuck With Christ. And before that, we had Men Without Hats, the ones and only, with their first release, a 10-inch EP called Modern Dancing. We heard the title track. And prior to that, another bit of sort of wonky early 80s electro, a fellow called Ralph Machatz, for which I have zero information. If anybody knows anything about this release, it's a 45, the song called Irradié. If anyone does know anything about Ralph Machatz, You could check out our blog on archivemontreal.org. This is Montreal Sound Arc, where we play Montreal music from the collections of Archive Montreal. If you go to archivemontreal.org, look at the blog, you could comment on what you've heard, you can let us know what some of this very obscure stuff is, and you can check out some other information that relates to the show, such as I have in front of me an interview with disappointed a few people who we just heard. This is from the CKT program guide, of which we have many in the archive. This one is from December 1986, and there's an interview with Jim Bell and Ian Stevens from Disappointed a Few People. I'll read one excerpt. Ian is asked about the title of their full-length album that came out after the single we heard, called Dead in Love, and asked him what it was about, and Ian's response was, "It's like death is something you measure your life against. If you haven't lived, then death isn't really worthwhile. A lot of people are dead before they bother still living. They'd kill themselves, and they're still walking around." Well, Ian Stevens sadly passed away in the early 90s, and we definitely can say that he lived a lot of great releases, not just with Disappointed a Few People, but Redshift, Solo, Spoken Word, and other projects. Definitely one of the lost treasures of the Montreal scene. We will put a scan of that interview, if you want to read the full thing, on the website. And I believe there will be a link off of the CKUT.ca website. Of course, this is CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. It's 4:42. This is the Montreal Sound Arc. I am Louis Restelli. I would like to take this occasion, before minutes pass out of my control and we reach the end, to thank Laurie Edmonds for making way for this show. We do believe she will be back at some point to host ACK in this time slot. It's really an honor to take her place, as I did back in the 80s, from 86 to 88 or so. We had back-to-back shows on CRSG way back in the day, and it would occasionally occur that I would have to replace her slot. And here we are in 2013, a little while later. I'd also like to give a shout-out to my nephew, Sean. Happy birthday, Sean. Later in the 80s, it wasn't just about the electro and the dance and the safety dance and all that stuff. There was a huge explosion of 60s, 50s, psychobilly, shockabilly, or sludgeability. Sludgeability, sorry, not sludgeability. Sludgeability is pioneered, if not invented, by Deja Voodoo on their first 45, Monsters in My Garage.
Thank you.
That was Schlunk, excellent heavy rock sort of band from the late 80s, early 90s, Montreal Brute, off a EP called I Fed My Love to the Hammerhead. A great way to end a parade of technical glitches. We had a tracking issue on the turntable. It took a couple songs to work through. We sort of heard the Space Shits with More Abuse, jumping ahead to the 90s and the continuum of sort of 60s punk-related Montreal bands. Prior to that, we tried to play Megalo at the right speed. It didn't quite work, but Megalo from a split single with American Devices, TV Rash. Prior to that, Wake Up, the Asexuals, off a very well-known debut 45 from the 80s as well. Started the set with the song Boppin' Sue off the Monsters in My Garage 45 by Deja Voodoo. This is Montreal Sound Arc, initial edition, where every Friday from 3 to 5 we'll be bringing you music, interviews, information from the Montreal music scene past 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond. You can check out more info about all of this at our website, archivemontreal.org, where, among other things, that copy of Deja Voodoo that we just heard has a flyer for a show that they were playing in 1982 or 83. It says that the show will be en anglais avec sous-titres français, Cat's Paw in 17 Ontario East. If anybody remembers going to see shows at Cat's Paw, please check out our website, archivemontreal.org, and comment, say something about it. What was this place about? Well, that's what this show was about, is plumbing the past of Montreal music scene and taking us through the phases, through the eras, and ending up with today. Going to end the show with a single by Les Georges Leningrad from about 10 years ago, The Claw. This is Louis Restelli. This was Montreal Sound Arc. I'll see you next week. I'm gonna go get some more.